Welcome back, everybody, for week four
of our amazing, genuine, spectacular,
inspirational
pod. Anyways,
I'm Claire.
I'm Renee.
If this is your first time listening, welcome. If you are coming back for a second, third, fourth time,
good for you.
Good for you.
You've lasted
especially
this long.
You're probably from Virginia.
Thank you, Virginia. Again, shout out to you.
Shout
I cannot
out to Virginia.
Thank you enough.
Our Virginia viewer listenership was down a little bit this week, which...
It could have been because of my comment that they don't know how to spell?
So
is that what it was?
So
it couldn't possibly
to everybody
be.
In Virginia, Renee can't spell either.
I can't spell. So I'm with you.
It's the blind leading the blind out here.
I honestly couldn't even search our own podcast. Hadn't a clue where it was.
Hadn't a clue. I'm going to have to start spelling out our email for her to be able to log in. So starting us off with our little weekly roundup, roundhouse kick.
Very good whistle
good.
By me.
Good. You know what? She actually did a pretty good whistle about a minute and a half ago, and I know that that's the reason she did it again.
Yeah, we were not recording. I cannot roll my R's, so I thought, let me do something that I can, and that's whistle.
Whistle. So there you have it. First, as we promised last week, we will give you that ASMR style crack of the claws. So let's get these ready. Hold on. Okay. One, two, three. Oh, ooh, I feel like that was
in the face a little bit.
That was pretty good.
It was. So anyone else cheers. Thirsty?
Cheers. All right. Back in business.
Back in business, baby.
This week was pretty good for us. Today is Monday for us recording. And I didn't have to work today.
I also didn't
have to work this past weekend. So I was really happy.
I did have to work because we don't respect our presidents at my work. So, you know.
so you know how I'll be.
Presidents? Yeah. No.
No.
They don't get a day off.
No.
So this past week, I had the stomach flu.
So we call that a roundhouse kick.
To the butthole.
For Renee.
Oh, God. When I tell you, I fell asleep Monday. You know what? This was not a hangover thing. I have had hangovers, shockingly.
Shockingly.
And so Monday night, I get home from work.
I would like to preface this with, I haven't heard this yet.
She's
so
not.
I'm excited.
So, you know what? I get home from work. I didn't really have a good day. I ate my lunch at like 4:45, got it delivered. Everyone said, why did you just get your dinner, delivered? I said, I don't know. Now I'm hungry. So, I went to sleep a little bit early. At probably 2 a.m, I had a dream. This dream was that I thought that I was pooping my bed. You know, I woke up. I was like, am I pooping the bed? No, but it was close.
Oh,
it was, you know, thank God my apartment is so small because I had to run across my apartment to the bathroom.
And for anybody who's ever seen her run, it's not fast.
And it was even slower because I had to clench my butt cheeks all the way there. You know, that takes up some strength. So, I spent about 3 hours on the toilet crying to my mom. And I had to use my first sick day. So, shout out to you, whatever I ate, whoever infected me.
Did you get orange chicken or something?
No, that was a couple weeks ago. That was terrible, orange chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so I was puking and... you know.
Your daily dose of disgusting ASMR.
Yeah, so that was that. Anyways.
So this past weekend, I had a friend come into town to visit me. She, her younger brother still goes to school where we did. And he's part of the same fraternity that Renee and I have mentioned before. Okay.
Yeah.
So we went there a couple times to, you know, relive the glory days. And it got me really thinking about the glory days and thinking about some of my favorite war stories from our countless hours spent inside those however many walls.
And when she says war, it's real life war.
We mean it. One of my all-time favorites, my friend, she had stayed at the fraternity. So she's getting up to leave in the morning. She'd gone to a concert the night before. So it's not like she's just in any old outfit. She's got, you know, like fishnets, tube top, you know. So she gets up to go leave in the morning. She's a little bit hungover. It's a school day. She runs out the side door onto their deck.
Exquisite deck.
And starts projectile vomiting off of the side of the deck.
As you do.
As people do.
And this frat just happens to be right across from a freshman dorm.
From like the freshman dorm.
Yeah.
And so she's throwing up. She looks up. There is a group of like 9 or 10 freshman girls on their way to their 9 a.m. just standing there, jaws on the ground, like, oh my God. She looks at them. She's like, oh my God. Looks down. To make matters worse, her tube top has traveled to around her waist.
It's more like a belt.
It's now a belt. And so she just
waist
ran
trainer.
Home. Here's my favorite thing. I remember one time I was out to dinner with her and my dad, and I tell my dad the story, and my dad goes, you should have looked up and gone, my name's Claire Conti. And ran away. I was like, God damn it.
Oh, Nick.
Renee has a pretty good one.
I was more of an onlooker, but I just happened to be quite literally in the middle. So we were, you know, just there was like a frat party, you know, we're just in the basement of this frat. You know, everyone's
it's
dancing.
So sick.
Yeah, it's so sick because, you know, I've gone to parties. Yeah. So
she snuck in.
Yes. Yeah, I snuck in through the window. They wouldn't let me in. I'm blacklisted. Hi, no. So, yeah, we're all on the floor dancing, having a good time. In the split second, a drink is thrown across my face. And I'm thinking, what did I do? Because there's a number of things I could have done.
She's thinking, who did I offend this time?
I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, shoot.
Who could this possibly be? I'm thinking of 20 different people.
She's cringing, turning around, not knowing who it's going to be behind her.
And so I turn around and I see a cat fight break out. Turns out the drink wasn't meant for me. Thank God. Hallelujah. This was not my day. It was not judgment day for me, honey. So there are these like three girls really going at it. They are tugging on each other's hair.
Literal fist fight.
And I just happen to be right next to this. I actually do know the girls who were involved, but
you can't say.
I don't have the strength to be in a fight per se, so I wouldn't have been any help at all.
I would know.
Yeah. But, I mean, my efforts in the fight was just getting the drink thrown on me. I think I did enough. That was it.
And want to know what's hilarious? Renee was an onlooker standing next to another one of our friends who did the same amount that Renee did, which is watch.
Stand there.
Our friend got blacklisted just for watching the fight next to Renee. It made no sense.
No.
It was the weirdest thing.
The only difference between me and this other girl is I walked away and started complaining that I had a drink in my face as this cat fight is taking place. I'm like, ah, God damn it. Someone threw a drink on me.
God, today's not the day.
Oh, come on. Could anyone be having a worse day than me?
These girls are getting hit in the face. They're like, Renee's like, actually, I'd like to file a complaint.
Yep. I will be contacting my lawyer. You will be hearing from me soon.
Another one of my favorite, well, you know what? I say favorite, but it has to be most memorable. This actually happened maybe a year and a half ago. I had a frat with like one or two of my friends edging on the, you know, being a little bit too old to be there.
Edging.
Yes. Still there. Yes. So we're there. Another one of my friends texts me that she's on her way. I'm like, perfect. We're on the third floor at this point, right? She texts me. All of a sudden, I look down at my
phone. They're on the balcony.
No, we're not. We're on the third floor. All of a sudden, I look down at my phone. I'm pretty bad at checking it when I'm out. I see that she texts me like 4 minutes ago that she's here and it's cold outside. I was like, shit. So I go to run down the stairs to go open the door for her. I get to the top of the third floor staircase, like the third to second floor. The stairs are not carpeted. The stairs are slippery. And in my defense, I was coming in a little too hot. I'm at the top of the staircase. I catch the front, not even like a slip on the back of the heel down the stairs. I catch the front of my toe and face first tumble down the entire flight of stairs. I hit the second floor landing with so much force, it knocked the wind out of me. I'm laying on the ground coughing because I had just had such a harsh impact. I don't even look to see the end of the hallway behind me to see if anybody saw it. I popped up immediately and limped my way to the next staircase. I was like, I pray to God no one saw that.
Please have mercy on me. I've been good.
I had a limp for like 4 days. And for some reason, everyone who I went up to after that and told them, I was like, I just fell down that whole flight of stairs. No one seemed to care or seemed surprised or interested. It was like I couldn't have said anything more boring. I'm like, I just fell down the whole flight of stairs. Look at my shin. I already have a huge bruise. Everyone's like, nice.
They're like, yeah, I walked to class today. What do you expect me to say?
Great, Claire. Good job. You want a cookie?
That actually reminds me of the story. This was actually the day that me and Claire met on Halloween my sophomore year, freshman year.
Okay, met.
Yes. Met. You know, on your phone, I forget if I actually brought this up. On your phone, you'll have like faces of people. And
by the way, my phone recognizes me as like six different people.
Oh, same. I've got my stank eye. I've got my smiling.
I have every different type of eyebrow that I've had in the past 4 years. Yeah. It recognizes me as a new person.
Yeah. So once me and Claire started to become friends, I started, you know, getting more pictures of her. And
she started in her free time looking through the albums.
I couldn't help myself. And apparently she was there on that day that I'm about to talk about. But so my best friend from home was visiting. We were cat dog. We had giant yellow shirts on and signs that said cat dog. Just to make it clear, we had made our headbands with like felt, like Claire's headbands. We looked amazing.
Cookie.
So we looked incredible. I was talking to my friend. All of a sudden, a beer bottle falls from the sky. It falls on the ground. A shard of this beer bottle flies into my shin, and I start bleeding everywhere.
I would like to say it was not me.
It was not.
This was not. By the way, this was not me.
Claire has literally nothing to do with this. Nothing at all. She was an onlooker, clearly.
I was an onlooker.
Yeah, this shard just goes into my leg, and I didn't even really notice it because I had so much adrenaline. I was just, you know, I was dog.
I've just been a victim of a crime.
I was cat dog, you know? And I finally looked down at my leg. I was like, oh, there is blood covering my entire shin. And, you know, all the guys rally around. They're like, we need to find Band-Aids. And I had a boyfriend at the time, shockingly. Well, we might have not been official, but, you know, I was dating someone at the time.
Someone who left Renee for his ex-girlfriend.
The same day. Shout out to you, baby. Miss you. I showed him my shin. He also didn't seem to care at all, which should have been my first indicator that it was not going to work out.
It wasn't going to work out. He's like, good.
He's like, oh, she needed that.
Renee and her big head.
Finally. Renee and her big dog.
He takes his voodoo doll out of the closet. And he's like, it worked.
Finally.
We are so off topic.
I didn't even have this story planned, but here we are.
You didn't even get to the part of why I'm involved in this at all.
Well, she's only involved because I took a picture of me and my friend, and Claire is there eyeing me in the background. She's looking at me so lovingly.
Dressed as Lil Wayne.
And I'm dog.
Here I am. It's like an action shot of me walking past their picture. You ever seen that meme of the guy walking with his girlfriend and he's turning around looking at the other girl?
Yeah.
I could not have been more of that guy.
And I was that bitch. And she was that bitch.
Here I am.
She thought she's so bad.
Face tats on. I'm like, who the fuck is that asshole dressed as cat dog?
Who is that girl with the blood spewing from her shin? I want to get to know her.
She has a story to tell. My last favorite memory is, so I have a friend who was a cheerleader throughout college.
Is this you?
And there's one time, yes, it was me, surprise. And So she, one night, we're standing, we're in the frat basement, and this is when they had a stage. And the stage kind of had like a railing around the edge. She's like kind of leaning with her arms on it. The floors are slippery. All of a sudden, both of her feet slide out from underneath her, hot and fast, in opposite directions. She hits the floor in a full split extremely hard. People are standing there with their mouths open like, oh my God, that girl just broke her legs.
She's like, somebody, no, I'm a cheerleader.
No, yeah, literally, that was exactly her line. She's standing there. She starts hoisting herself back up a little bit. Somebody goes, are you okay? She goes, yeah, it's fine. I do this all the time.
Like sitting there. This is my job.
Everyone's watching her. We're like, oh, okay, are you all right? She just gets up, half lid, walks away.
She goes, yeah, this is my stretching period.
Sorry, guys. There's more just to stretching. Come. There's a big game tomorrow. I just want to make sure I was warmed up. So the next thing we want to do, it's this game that we've seen people play, and I've been really excited to play with Renee.
Yeah, we disclaimer, we did not make this up.
We did not make this game up. And what we have here is, we saw the game, and the game essentially is you pick random words and you type them into the search bar of your text messages, and you see what messages pop up.
And so we have not done these before. We have no idea what's about to pop up.
We have compiled this list. We have not searched any of them, so we have no idea what's going to come up.
So what? You know what? Let's do it.
We're gonna start by each picking a word. Do you want to go first?
I'll just close my eyes and then point somewhere. Blacked.
Blacked. Okay, fitting. So the first word we're gonna type in is blacked.
Let's see.
Oh, you want to go first?
My first text is to Claire. It says blacked out at my work party. And may I just say,
that's my fifth one down.
One of my coworkers actually got kicked out of the bars on that day, and it was not me. And I said that like that.
I'm just looking. I have probably 500 texts. It's just, he's blacked, I blacked, two blacked. I have my first one. Is maybe we don't drink that much before the game Saturday. You know what happens when we drink all day and think we are completely fine and in no way blacked out. My friend goes, and then you call your mom and she says, go home before you embarrass yourself, and then we don't go home. Just recalling a brief story from last year that was horrible. I have another, my second one is to a friend where I said, I'm going to come. He's too blacked. I'll be by myself. And we'll bring up who I was talking about, but that's in no way surprising. Okay, next one, I'll close my eyes.
Okay, it's I hate
/ love him / her. So yes. We have to pick a combination. You want to type in
I hate him?
You type in I hate her, I'll type in I love him. Okay. And we'll see what comes up. I'm almost scared.
I'm scared too.
Okay, my top three texts are to three different people, and each one says, ugh, I love him. So I am going to have to click on these.
Mine, I'll just say it in the meantime, was to my friend. We follow this girl on Instagram who copies this other girl's Instagram entirely, like, same captions, just reworked a little bit. And the text that I have is from her. It says, I hate her so much, this is just fueling it. And then the next message is, are you okay? Oh, and then I'm puking in a toilet in the next message.
So, yes.
I'm fine.
I honestly thought that mine would be a lot juicier. Mine are all about my dog. So, I realized that it wasn't that deep. I'm not scared anymore.
I love him.
I just love my dog. Okay, you pick.
Okay.
I just closed my eyes too on accident. WYD.
Okay.
That, I'm hoping, will kind of be an interesting one.
Wait!
Oh, no. Oh my God, Renee's is to a 19-year-old.
Oh God, my first one is yes to the 19.
To somebody whose last name in her phone is freshman, and these are texts from last year. From last year?
Yeah, they're from last year when I was a fifth year
on Cinco.
A freshman, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Look at mine. It's like four, five different guys, WYD. And here's the best part. Oh, wait, which for anybody who doesn't know, I assume most people know, that means what are you doing? I am going to just read the times that these were sent and hope that they're not that disturbing.
Oh, good idea.
Oh, okay. One is 7:49 p.m. Another is 11:45 a.m. Another one is 7:38 p.m. and another one is 6:30 p.m. So everybody out there knows that I'm not getting booty called. I'm just being asked to hang out.
Yeah, that's fitting, isn't it?
Thanks a lot. Okay.
You're welcome.
Pick another.
Okay.
Perfect.
Nipple.
I can't wait to see what this one has in store.
Ooh.
Okay, hold on. My first one is from Renee, and it says, "Happy Nipple Monday, everyone. I have arrived."
I also have that in mind. "Happy Nipple Monday, everyone. I have arrived."
My next one is to another friend, where she goes, "Honestly, knew you were about to bring up the glistening nipples."
Mine is to a group chat of two of my friends. "Remember when he said every man liked having buttery nipples?"
My last one is just from a friend, "Nipple tassels." I'm not even going to click on the conversation to see what else it could have been. I'm going to type in small.
Small.
I have one from Renee that says, "Must be a really small one." Yeah, I have I'm going to click on that. Oh, it was when Renee was going bra shopping, and the person told her that she had huge boobs. And I was like, "Must be a really small bra."
Yeah, she told me, for context, I do not have big boobs. But she was like, "Yeah, that's a 32 double D for sure." Guess where we were? Victoria's Secret. There's no secret about that.
Wait, mine is really funny. If anybody listened, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I mentioned that one of my favorite fake excuses is to say I have to pick somebody up at the airport. This is, I text my friend, "Can you call me and pretend to be asking if I've left yet to pick you up at the airport?" And so she starts doing this. She really does me good with this text conversation. She goes, "Indy is just one terminal, legit small AF, so you can just pull in and drop me." And I was like, "Bitch, no, I said drop you off, not pick you up." But so she really had my back for that.
Okay. Claw.
Claw. Hmm. I have a text from my mom. "Get 6 bottles of Sauvignon Blanc, 2 6 packs of grapefruit White Claw, and a bottle of grapefruit and rose Kettle One." And I just said, "Okay, do we have buns for turkey burgers?"
Speaking of claws, Claire's mom visited a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my God. Wait, this was incredible.
Yeah, so we, the three of us were hanging out, as you do, and we finished a bottle of wine, whatever. They might have finished another one before I came over.
Before you got there, yeah.
So we needed more. There was no more wine.
Wait, my mom says the magic words, "I know none of us are going to want to get up and go get more."
And I'm obviously like, "You read my mind."
you read
my absolute mind. So I don't know if we told her about GoPuff or if she already knew
about
it.
She knew about GoPuff.
Yeah, so she orders 4 boxes of White Claw, like 12 packs.
I'm still finishing them, which is impressive because I usually tear through them.
Yeah, she goes, "Yeah, you can stock up."
Yeah, just stock up. I'm like, excellent. Thanks, Mom. I really needed
those.
Those
4 magic words. You can stock up.
Yes, please. Okay, the last one I'm going to pick is dream, just because I know that people text each other about their dreams, and I'm just so curious. Okay, my first one is to my friend. I said, the other day he walked by and told me I died in his dream and kept walking. I was like, see me after class. That's in reference to a child who said this to me. It was really uncomfortable. I was like, okay.
I have one from Claire. It says, your face haunting my dreams. Anyways. And just one to my friend, you'll be in my dreams tonight. Oh, she just snapped me. Hi.
Me too. So nice try.
Oh.
You want to pick one more?
Yeah. Running.
Running. Oh my God, I have text to like 3 different bosses saying, hi, running a little bit late.
I have one too.
I have ones to multiple bosses popping up, running a little bit late. I have one of my friends that says, guess who's running late for work? It's me.
Yep, running late, running late, running late.
Oh my God, I just have a billion different people saying I'm running a little bit late.
I have one from my best friend from home. She's talking about her sister, and they were spending a night together in a hotel room. She goes, she selfishly took all the pillows and a bed to herself. So I said, I wish I was big enough to get my own bed. And she throws her blankets up and starts running at me and was trying to hit and kick me.
I have one from an ex-boyfriend that says, my emotions are running very high right now. And I said, sorry.
My bad.
Well, that kind of describes me as a girlfriend, I guess. So something Renee and I were laughing at the other day is, so, you know, people are all the time trying to think about how to not catch feelings for somebody. Where, if you don't know the term catch feelings, it's when you are talking to somebody you could potentially be, you are romantically interested in, but then all of a sudden, you have feeling, you caught a catch of the feelings.
It sneaks up on you sometimes.
You caught a catch of the feelings. I can't believe
you
I said that.
You caught a catch.
Wait, and you did. Okay,
you caught the catch.
I was going to say, you didn't even realize.
No, I did not.
And so Renee and I do something really weird, and it didn't come to our attention until recently that we've been doing it for years.
Yes. You say what it is, I'll say our...
We consistently only refer to men that we are talking to by first and last name, or first name, last initial, all the time, even to their faces.
Or just like a random nickname that we ourselves made up. Not that anyone else made up.
I was about to say, that we created and that they are confused by, because they have no idea why we're calling them
this. They're like, what is the context? I don't know the context. I'm just repeating it back.
There was a guy I was talking to who Renee started calling him by a woman's name.
At first it was a woman's name, and then I added an IE, so it was kind of like catchier, and he still doesn't know why, and neither do I. So.
Yeah, he has no idea. He asked me all the time, he goes, why is it that every time I see somebody, like one of your friends, they call me by my first and last name? I'm like, because that's the only thing I call you to them.
Because it's a coping mechanism.
Even with my ex-boyfriend, who I was in a serious relationship with, we created a nickname for him that nobody else called him and that he hated.
Yeah. So one day, me and Claire were in the car, and it came to my attention. I was like, do you think that we call guys by nicknames, first and last names, because we don't want to be attached to them subconsciously? And it
I cannot shocked. Even tell you. We once had to pull over.
You could hear a pin drop in my car.
It just really came to our attention. Wow, what a disassociating thing to do to a person. Like, what a dehumanizing thing to do.
Yeah.
I can't even just, like... like, so formally call them by first and last name. It's bizarre.
And, like, I was talking to this guy for, like, 2 years and never crossed my mind that maybe I just call him by his last name because I'm not that interested, or if I don't want to catch feelings.
Right.
Because he's not real to me.
So, pro tip, only address people by their first and last name. Not just last name, not just first name, first and last name, or first name, last initial.
Yes.
I have people saved in my phone as just like first name, last initial, like a ton of them.
Yeah.
And in 10 years from now, when I'm looking through my contacts, I'll have no idea who that is.
Do you remember when everyone used to put in their phones, everyone's like first name with a bunch of emojis? I just have a straight up dry contact list with just first,
I have
last
somebody
names.
Saved in my phone as just question mark. For years, I've been asking people to type it into their phone, and we have no idea who it is.
So the number is 555.
One day, honestly, I will read the number. And if somebody can tell me who it belongs to,
please.
I will apologize to that person.
It's Sarah Paulson.
What? The girl from American
That's
Horror
just the,
Story?
The first name that came to mind.
That's bizarre.
Jesse McCartney? Is
Wait,
that you?
A second. Pro tip we have. So when it comes to like catching feelings, I know a lot of people were in the day and age of nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to catch them first. It's just like, that's how people are so abrasive nowadays. Like our age demographic, every person, you could be with somebody for 5 years and be like, dude, it's just casual. Like, don't, like, I don't want to meet your family.
That's so true.
Right?
It's you're more, you're not dating, you're talking. You could be living together, but you're still talking.
My ex and I were together for a full year before we started officially dating.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? We were together for a year.
Yeah.
Before we started dating.
Yeah.
And before that, we were just hanging out.
That's bizarre. That's what you do. You can go on dates. You can meet the family, but you're just hanging out.
But you're just hanging out. You're not in a relationship.
No. That would be bizarre.
That would be,
if you were
that
in
would
a relationship.
Be weird to date at this age. Weird. Gross.
Oh my, I have my whole life ahead of me. I'm an infant.
I'm an infant. And that's the only reason we're single. Because I can't think of one other singular reason why we wouldn't be in a relationship.
I literally can't think of one thing right now.
No.
It couldn't be us.
I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Yes.
Close enough.
Yes.
So here's a tip for you that I personally use. Now, I am not in any way saying that this is healthy. This is not like really good, healthy advice to follow. I'm just saying, if you're also a little bit out of your mind, this really works. Because
what do you mean also? When you say also out of your mind, who are you referring to? You?
Probably
yourself?
More you.
Yourself?
No, actually, okay, quick side note, I definitely consider myself, for a 22-year-old girl, very on the mentally stable side.
I would also consider myself that.
I actually do consider you pretty mentally stable.
I mean, I'm not a psychopath when it comes to guys. I could care less.
Right? I
couldn't care less.
True. People, I hate when people say I could care less.
I could care less. Well, then do.
Right? Then
care less. Please.
Dare you.
Yes.
But anyways, so here's my tip, and here's what I do. And Renee can tell you that this works because she knows. Think about all the time you've known me. 95% of the guys I talk to, I have no emotional attachment to.
The only person that she has an emotional attachment to is me.
Close. There's like, whoa. But I'm serious. There, it's just like this actually works.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is when I'm talking to a guy, I create kind of a fail-safe where I pick out every single thing that they've done that I find annoying or unattractive. And I take all of those things, I combine them together, and I create an alternative image of this guy with every little tiny thing he's done that I hate.
He could be amazing.
He'd be amazing. But if he has done four things ever that I don't like, I blow them out of proportion and create this other guy.
Yes.
So when things start not going that well, I flip, and then that's the only version of them I see, and I convince myself, well, this guy sucked.
So, he was so bad to me.
You know, he was horrible, and he was so annoying those four times in the 6 months I knew him.
He could give you the entire world, and you're like,
well, he
sucks.
Remember that he's a loud chewer? Yeah, Claire, you hate that guy. And I'm not kidding. It works. So if you want to unhealthily not form romantic attachments, there is my gift to you.
We are your therapist right now. Please
so
take
save,
this advice.
Save your money. save your parents' money on therapy.
And on dating. Save your money on dating. That's expensive. Not that I would know, no. But I have heard from multiple people that I am friends with because I have those.
Want to know what I've said on dates before? When on a first date, I've just, like, when they offered up, obviously, you know, you play, like, with the check, you're like, oh, you know, like, I'll get this one. Obviously, you know, the guy usually ends up playing. My classic line every single time, even if I have no intention of seeing them again, is, you get this one, I'll get the next one. So now they're, like, in a better mood. They're not mad that they're paying for the date.
And then you never see them again.
Yeah, because they annoyed me.
Yeah, enough.
So next, we have this article that my mom sent me, and it's a BuzzFeed article. It says, 27 shocking and unexpected facts you learned in your 20s. Renee and I were going through these, and we decided that we were going to pick out a couple of these and say if we agree or disagree with them.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one I picked out, it says, there is nothing in the world more annoying than teenagers, and you're deeply apologetic for everything you did during the last decade of your life. This, I mean, obviously anybody who knows me knows that I'm apologetic for probably 80% of what I did in my high school life.
I hope
especially my
be.
Parents, sorry, mom and dad. But this more rang true with us for being in college. Like, especially my junior, senior year, I would look at freshman girls and think, oh my God.
How annoying.
They are so annoying. Everything they're doing is terrible.
Yeah.
And then it hit me. These girls are just a more toned down version of what I was as a freshman.
Because to be clear, we were worse.
We were worse.
Much worse.
We were worse. So you do start to realize that everything you did was embarrassing. Everything you did was embarrassing.
Per se.
And that was just kind of like a harsh realization for me. Also, yeah. I mean, it says nothing in the world. You are in the world more annoying than teenagers. There are probably one or two teenagers out there that I
think children are much more annoying. Teenagers go off. Children, shut
up.
It's like Renee's care.com profile gets flagged.
Oops.
All right, go ahead.
So what I have is hangovers are real. Think wistfully of college when you could drink five nights a week and still function. And this is so true because when it says five nights a week, it was more like six or seven.
Six or seven
and
nights
I'm,
a week.
I'm not trying to flex, but no, this, but this is just what it was.
True.
Yeah, so when you get a job, you get out of college, and you know you can't, I mean, you can drink every night if you want, but you don't usually because, one, you don't have money.
Yeah, you don't. And also, mm-mm, trust me, I try and get Renee to drink on weeknights a lot more than she wants to.
Yes.
But I make the mistake of every time pushing it too much and we take it too far and then it leaves a bad taste in Renee's mouth.
Yes, and then it's her fault, not mine.
Yeah. I mean, and normally it is, kind of.
Yeah, well, I mean, the hangovers now are so much worse. Like, this past year, I have experienced... like, I've had, like, three-day hangovers. It's that bad.
Yeah, and you know what? I know that when you hit, you know, your 40s, your 50s, they're even worse. I don't want to hear about that yet because I'm already scared for my life because it was my sophomore year when I started getting really bad hangovers. It was my senior year when they started becoming debilitating.
I don't think I had that until after my fifth year.
I did. Well, when we lived together for the first time, we used to wake up still drunk. We would have the best mornings. Renee and I are in the kitchen whipping up pancakes, blasting music.
Speaking to our Google Home.
Speaking to the Google Home.
Hey, Google,
watching
play some Avril Lavigne.
We used to really have ourselves a morning. Yeah. But now it's to the point where...
I can't get out of bed.
It'll be 10 p.m. and I'm like, I don't even think I can drive yet.
No,
like
I'm still drunk.
Still wasted.
Yeah,
but in a really bad way.
It's not like a fun, like I'm still wasted.
No,
you
know? It's like I'm dizzy, I'm shaking, and I hate this.
And you can't fall asleep. That's the worst part.
Oh my god,
that's the worst part. Your body's tired. You're hungover. Your head hurts like hell.
And here's the other worst part. It's the same symptoms as when you're super sick with a cold or flu.
You can't tell the difference.
I was about to say, nobody feels bad for you. When you're sick, you can get sympathy, which sometimes when I'm sick, that's all I want a little bit of. When you're hungover and you legitimately feel horrible, who's going to be like, oh my God, you poor baby. I'm so sorry that you drank too much last night. No one.
Oh, baby. Oh, poor baby.
I'm cutting out every time you use a baby voice.
All right.
Here's the next one I picked out. It says, unwanted bodily hair will appear and disappear of its own accord. You will spend years of your life getting rid of it. I picked this one out because it reminded me of my dad. My dad is obsessed with mine and Renee's facial hair.
We don't have facial hair. I just like to put this out here.
I should point it out. I don't think anybody's walking past Renee or I going, wow, those are some hairy curls.
You know what? Feel free to zoom in on our icon photo.
Yeah. I don't think, but my dad is obsessed with it. He'll text me and be like, do you need a face wax? And also, does Renee? I'll pay for the both, which is very nice.
If you're offering a free
face wax, sure, Renee and I are going to take them. But we're just sitting here going, is it that pertinent that my dad is going, I will pay for it because you two need a face wax so bad?
I'm surprised he hasn't called the salon, made an appointment, and been like, you need to keep reminding these girls to come in, you know?
Sending us an Uber to go to these appointments. One time, my dad Venmo'd me. My dad has just figured out Venmo. And the caption was, Claire Renee Wax, and it was public. So all of my, however, like I feel like thousands of Venmo friends.
You have thousands of friends on Venmo?
Shut up. See that my dad has Venmo'd me with the caption, Claire Renee Wax. And I'm thinking, I guess best case scenario, they think it's for our like faces.
Best case scenario, everyone thinks Renee is Claire's middle name. You know?
I quickly am throwing it on private. I'm like, God. Damn it. I'm like, how many people are looking at this going, Claire's dad Venmo'd her for her and Renee to get a wax?
Yeah.
What the hell?
And you know what? This hair thing is no joke because I, for some reason, on my stomach, right below my belly button, I get this long black hair that just keeps appearing.
Wait, and it has been growing back again and again and again
yeah.
for years.
You know what? Please, Claire's dad, if you're listening, do not get me a face wax.
Get her a stomach
get me
wax.
A stomach wax for this one hair. I'm sick of it.
So Renee has this really, really dark long hair that grows on her stomach. We used
right
to.
Right next to a really long and blonde one. Just these two follicles are going at it. They're crazy. They are.
So when we, this is probably like 2.5 years ago, right? Yeah, like two and a half years ago. Renee and I used to pull out the really long hair and wrap it in old gum wrappers and keep them in her car because we're thinking, we can't throw this out.
We're like, this is
cool. Incredible. We were keeping them saved in gum wrappers in her car, like in the cup holder in the front seat.
Yeah, because we're like, we're going to come back to this.
We have to submit this to the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yes. I mean, it's incredible.
One day, Renee got so pissed because her mom cleaned her car. And we're like, well, did she throw away the hair wrappers?
Clearly she threw away the hair wrappers. What do you think you're doing?
We're so upset that we lost those hairs.
And it's a good thing it keeps growing back.
So we can keep saving more and more.
I mean...
Honestly, though, God bless your mom for cleaning your car because your car gets dirtier than anybody's I've ever seen in my life. You could furnish a home with a full kitchen set from what's in your car.
There are a lot of forks and spoons in there. I'm sorry to everyone at my work. I keep stealing the forks, and everyone keeps complaining that we don't have any forks. They're in my car.
I hope that your coworkers listen to this.
Yeah, hi. So my last one from BuzzFeed is bars with ample seating and mid-level music are far superior to bars with few seats and loud music. And I agree with this on some level, but I don't want enough seats for everyone in the bar. I want enough seats for me and my friend group, and that's it. I don't care if everyone else has to stand up. I want to be seated, but I don't want everyone else to be seated.
I don't want a seat at the bar amongst 95 tables because then everybody's sitting down, nobody's coming by offering to buy a couple shots.
Right.
In a perfect world, there would be one table.
Just one.
At the bar, but it would be reserved for me every time.
Yes.
And I don't think that that's selfish.
I don't think that's selfish at all.
No, it's not. I think that it's honest.
Catch me calling ahead to the bars where they literally have no seating. Hey, can you set out a table for me?
Can you set out a table for me with just a couple chairs? And also, if it could be near a wall, I feel more safe.
They're probably,
I'm like a cat.
They're probably thinking like, oh, this girl, like maybe she's in a wheelchair or something. She needs like a table.
Nope.
Just us.
Come in. They're like, thank you so much. I'm just exhausted from my walk.
Like, yeah, you and everyone else who comes in.
Right? Last but not least, you all know that we have to do our Blackout of the Week award.
Yes, shout out.
Renee is going to go ahead and hand that baby out.
Shout out to the guy. I was walking into this bar. You were walking out. You, with grace, puked right next to the sidewalk onto the little patch of grass, kept walking, said, ladies, tipped your hat. I commend you. That took so much strength to keep walking.
The finesse.
I mean.
The panache.
When I puke, the retching noise, it's insane. But this guy just, it looked like he was
Remember
just
when you
coughing.
Puked off your sunglasses into the toilet on Halloween?
That's another story. Another day.
Okay, wait. Next week, we will recall the time Renee and I decided at 3 o'clock in the morning that we were going to get up and drive 9 hours to Clemson the next day to spend Halloween.
And we did.
And we did. And boy, was it one for the books. It was the first time I developed heartburn, which has plagued me ever since. And Renee knows it's literally, I sleep with a bottle of Tums under my bed now.
Tums, please sponsor us.
Tums, please sponsor us. I especially like the minty ones. They're the only ones that don't make me gag.
They're honestly kind of tasty.
No, they're really chalky, but... Once again, everybody who's listening, thank you. We would love to subscribe, leave a comment, leave a review.
You
email
would love to
us.
Subscribe.
We would love for you to... You always do this to me. Anyways,
it's
please...
It's her lisp that's getting in the way of her words. Anyways.
Email... Renee lost her mic privileges. Anyways, email at us at in.our.defense.
How do you spell that?
Podcast, I'm not spelling it, @gmail.com. Any comments, questions, concerns, again, direct your hate mail to Renee's Instagram. This has been Claire and her friend. Thanks for listening.